Day 4, December 4th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 50 and was written by the Reverend Caitlin Worth, class of 2010. I invite you, after reading the scripture above, to sit for a moment, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. This is a tough passage for the Advent season. It doesn't exactly paint a picture of hope, peace, joy, or love, at least not in the way we like to imagine while listening to Christmas music, walking past holiday lights, or drinking hot cocoa. But the first Advent was a tough season. It didn't have the same aura we work hard to create in our culture and time. Advent, at its core, is meant to be a time of eager and recklessly hopeful waiting. It first came at a time when salvation felt greatly needed, a time when God was about to do a new, amazing, miraculous thing that no one could have expected. We now know what Advent brings, but the celebration that comes from that realization would be better suited for the Christmas season, starting on December 25th. What if instead we spent the season of Advent as a time of true listening for God's voice? Psalm 50 reminds us that God speaking is action, a creative force. God spoke this world into being and continues to speak love. God is calling for us to hear that voice and respond in kind. God is not interested in what they already have, but instead asks for thanksgiving. I don't believe God wants gratitude in the way we do, as affirmation, but as a way to bring us deeper into connection with our Creator. Our awareness and gratitude for all that God has done draws us close to the heart of love and sends us out to share God's mercy. So instead of focusing on trying to cultivate the perfect season this Advent, let's instead use it as a faithful preparation for the day when God broke into the world that she birthed. Instead of opening Advent calendars filled with chocolates or Lego, let's look around each day at the gifts we have already been given and lift up our praise in hope, peace, joy, and love. Today's prayer. Listen to God's voice now. Center yourself and become aware of God's presence within and around you. Sit in silence or meditate on these words. O God, you surround me and fill me. As you feel God's presence, lift up your thanksgivings, and when you are ready, share your Amen.